Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 14th, 2018. In today's news, Alimak lands an order for an explosion-proof oil field elevator. A pair of towers proposed in a Canadian city would address the current rental shortage. A new company in the industry says it has a solution for door monitor compliance in New York City. Work has begun on a rental apartment tower for Dallas Victory Park. And a condo skyscraper in New York City has been given final touches.
Alimak Group Norway has been hired by Aibel to build a $2.97 million U.S. dollar explosion-proof traction elevator for Equinor's Johan Sverdrup Phase 2 oil platform project in Norway. The elevator will transport personnel and goods. Engineering work is set to begin this month, with delivery anticipated by the end of 2019. Alimak has previously collaborated with Aibel and Equinor. Alimak CEO Tormod Gunnlaugsrud observed that activity in the oil and gas sector increased significantly in 2018, and he is pleased, quote, to see a continued interest in our solutions built to support safe and reliable vertical access, end quote.
A pair of proposed developments would bring nearly 750 new residential units to London, Canada, in a rental market with 2% vacancy, CBC News reports. Paramount Development Incorporated wants to build two 24-story towers with 480 units at 809 Dundas Street in Old East Village, while York Developments is planning a 30-story, 266-unit tower at 131 King Street, east of Budweiser Gardens. London City planner John Fleming said the developments would help revitalize the downtown core. Both developers would be allowed to build at greater heights in exchange for public benefits that include 41 parking spots, an art project, and affordable housing.
Newcomer to the industry, Argus Elevator, has a solution it says will bring any elevator system into compliance with New York City Building Code 3.10.12, Appendix K3. The Argus Elevator Door Monitor does not require specific hardware configuration to match the variability in voltage levels of the different signals that need to be monitored. The configuration is accomplished via a built-in graphical user interface, which can be configured by the company before shipment or by the customer after reception. The device's patent-pending design is such that a mistaken input causing significantly higher voltage than that for which it is set will not damage it. It has a color display for easy wiring verification and uses timestamps to record the 8 most recent events. Power consumption is less than 3 watts.
Developer Hines has begun work on the Victor at 3039 Olive Street in Victory Park, north of downtown Dallas, D Magazine reports. Designed by Munoz and Albin Architecture and Planning, the Victor will stand 39 stories and contain 344 rental apartments and street-level retail within more than 445,000 square feet. By the time the Victor is delivered in 2021, Hines believes the market conditions will be right to create demand, especially among downsizing baby boomers. The amenities-rich building will be the tallest for-rent structure in Victory Park and includes players such as general contractor Archer Western.
Final touches are being given to 200 East 59th Street in New York City's Midtown East, a 35-story, 490-foot-tall condominium skyscraper developed by Maclo Properties and designed by Cintra Ruddy Architecture, New York MB reports. The structure is distinguished by a bold white facade, a metal weave clad podium, wraparound balconies and views of Central Park, Maclo's 432 Park Avenue, the Queensboro Bridge, and the East River. In addition to amenities like 24/7 concierge service, art installation, and floral arrangements, the property boasts a double-height amenity area overlooking a landscaped terrace between the retail podium and condos. Prices range from approximately $2 million U.S. dollars to nearly $16 million.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.